From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why golf is becoming a risky pursuit for politicians. But first, politics hits prime time tonight in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. President Bush will give a speech designed to shore up support for American involvement in Iraq. Recent polls show most Americans don't believe the administration's claim that the insurgency is in its last throes. The president's speech comes on the one-year anniversary of the transfer of sovereignty to Iraq. I spoke earlier with NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne and asked him what points the president would make tonight.
Look for him to urge patience, to talk about how he always said the road would be long, the road would be tough, and at the same time stressing that the U.S. is winning and that progress is being made. We hear White House officials grumble a lot that people think that what they see on their TV screens is the complete accurate picture of what's going on in Iraq, and he will make the point that that is just a part of what's going on, that there is progress that's being made. At the same time, though, he does have to acknowledge the difficulty and the hard task that U.S. soldiers in Iraq face every single day. He will, we're told, lay out in clear terms a strategy for success, on two different tracks. There's the military track, which includes the important training of Iraqi security forces. He'll stress that progress is being made there. The other track is the political track. The elections have been done in Iraq. The Constitution is being written. So he wants to really talk about a growing democracy in its infancy, but one that is taking those very important steps. The hard part will be making all of this sound new and not like something that people have heard over and over and over for the past 2 years. And I have to tell you, Madeline, we are hearing just in recent days out of the White House a lot of the same language we've been hearing for a long time, that this is a time of testing, that it's a critical time in Iraq, that it's a central front in the war on terror. So we'll see if those kind of tried and true phrases creep into this speech.
And so who is he addressing this to? Opponents, supporters, both?
Broadly speaking, it's to the American people. But right now, it's not clear how many people will be watching. But I did talk to one pollster this morning who said it's the kind of speech that draws an audience that self-identifies as supporters of the president. So he may really be speaking to the converted, while critics or even people who are on the fence on the president and on the war may have other things to do on a summer night.
Now, Don, is the president making the speech because of the anniversary of the transfer of sovereignty, or is it because he got to look at these polls?
Well, the anniversary is certainly something the president would mark in some way, but not necessarily in this way and not with a big primetime speech. The real reason is the polls, that they're heading steadily downward on the war, on questions ranging from does the president have a plan to was it worth it? Those polls are as low as they have been, so that's why they're doing this speech.
Now, you said earlier that not a lot new is coming out of the White House in terms of rhetoric, but can a single speech turn the tide of public opinion?
Well, it does seem doubtful unless there is some bombshell that he drops. It's hard to imagine what that would be. You look back to a speech he gave in May of last year, a big speech after the Abu Ghraib prison scandal to the War College in Pennsylvania. That speech had many of the same goals as this one, and he got a tiny blip upward in the polls, and it went away after a few weeks.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Thanks, Don.
My pleasure.